Rising.
It's been a while since we've played a good prank on someone. But this week, Tanya and Steve, along with that altar guy, stitched up EP Nikki and fiancé Jacob big time.
No way. How does that even make sense, though?
It makes zero sense.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, one of the toughest calls I've had to make.
Nothing. That has to be taking the piss. That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, and we'll get to the context of the phone call soon. But first, let's hear some sad news.
Here we go. Should we just have a little 10-second moment of silence for Arthur? Oh, rest in peace, Arthur.
Rest in core, Arthur.
Arthur is the short-haired cat that lived on the Sunshine Coast that was protecting his children, not his kittens, but his actual human children, from an eastern brown snake.
Right.
Done, Arthur.
Yeah. And, but he perished in the melee.
Tanya. Tanya. What deep crevice of your mind thought that anyone would care about that?
And unfortunately, there was actually no good end to that lovely feline tale.
Nobody's died a hero.
Okay, well, that's one positive, I suppose. Okay, let's move on. And quickly, let's talk COVID.
Can you imagine, though, because we've been so COVID-free Newcastle Hunter area?
Yeah.
Can you imagine we have one case, there won't be a toilet roll left.
Well, New Zealand went through that again last night.
I know.
There,
snap, what is
down.
It? We haven't learned, have we?
It's weird.
Are we all just s***ing ourselves? as soon as they say there's a case, it's like, oh!
I like your pants around your feet.
Apart from the occasional potty mouths, sometimes Tanya and Steve morph into children's TV hosts. You can't predict when it's going to happen, why it'll happen, or even what genre they'll do. But poor old Lockie Fitzgibbon from the Knights was subject to just one of those moments this week.
Our little blue and red hearts broke just a little when we heard Lockie Fitzgibbon may not be very well.
Mm. Is there any reason why I feel like I'm on play school right now?
I don't know.
Because we're about to look through the round window and find out how Lockie Fitzgibbon's
going.
Look
who we found.
Hello,
Lockie.
Guys.
Lockie not being able to play really sucks. Can you say that, boys and girls?
Sucks.
Good girl.
It's play school.
Expert Trevor Long was talking home security this week, in particular, the cameras at your front door.
I've got a system called Arlo Smart. It has a thing called package detection. So my camera at the front door notices that someone has approached and they've put a parcel down.
How does it know the difference between someone just hanging around or someone actually depositing a package?
Your front doorstep looks a certain way, and then it knows what it looks like, and then 5 minutes later it looks the same, but there's this squarish object that's different.
That'd be a weird one for you, Boxhead.
What's my nickname? My dad calls me Trev.
Wow.
There's a package on your front door. No, Tanya's visiting.
My wife often says to me, do you think before you speak? The answer, of course, is no. And a prime example happened this week when Tanya and Steve were talking dream work rosters.
Can you beat a Fiery's roster?
Yeah.
Because I think they're top of the pile
I reckon
now.
They are definitely on top of the pile.
I think you better buckle up for a few fly-in, fly-outs.
Fly-in, fly-outs are pretty good.
It's like you fly out, you work a week, then you get a year off or something, isn't it?
That'd be nice.
I'm not spot on. I'm not exact.
It's close.
Yeah,
that's
they're
close.
Accommodation. Mm. Paper-thin walls, single beds.
But away from the family.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Mate, for the sake of your marriage,
God,
you let us do those lines.
Oh, far out.
Steve learnt this week that Tanya's been getting a bit of attention online. Hit on, if you will, by would-be keyboard Casanovas. But hey, the attention has been just as hot and just as happening on the street.
Go on. Just want you to admit about your ankle bracelet.
Oh, my little anklet. I was walking through a little park yesterday and I'd say an inebriated gentleman. He was sitting there. Let's say he propositioned me. According to him, wearing an anklet must depict I'm a lady of the night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Nikki's got the word.
It's actually a widely recognised symbol that a woman is married or committed yet available to other men for
sexual activity.
Tanya, Wilkes, how do you
oh, really?
Do? I want you to go back to the park and apologise first.
I will today.
I imagine the mouthful yeah. you gave him, you dirty old drunk. Get yeah. out of here. Yeah. Right?
Some professor yeah. that yeah. knew everything.
Some professor. Yeah, that's because that's where professors hang out, mate. In the park, drinking a bottle of water in a brown paper bag.
Finally, let's shift the attention to EP Nikki, who had a couple of days off this week. She claimed illness. We all know it was last-minute wedding preparation because the big day is only a week away. Now cue EP Nikki's celebrant, that altar guy, who along with Tanya and Steve put in a call to EP Nikki and fiancé Jacob to talk details around the ceremony.
I've had an yep. email overnight.
Yep.
The government has sent us all the celebrants an email saying that weddings moving forward from here on in, we all need to be wearing masks. So, bride, groom, celebrant.
No way. How does that even make sense, though?
It makes zero sense.
Yeah, I know.
Is that for all of New South Wales? Like, why yeah. would restrictions be eased? So why can you walk out in public or go to a restaurant or whatever, but you can't
yeah, look,
get married without a face mask?
I don't even know what you're going to do about the kiss, either.
I can't. Are you... Jeremy, be clear, be straight with me. You're taking the piss.
No.
No?
That has to be taking the piss. That's ridiculous.
So it's is it? So it's you and so do Jacob and I have to wear masks as well? Is that what you mean? Is it...
Yeah, so they're talking about the N95 masks in there as well, so it's got to be like the really hospital-grade ones.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Like two people who live together.
Yeah.
What?
Are you able to send us the letter?
Yeah, of course.
Got?
Yeah.
It's okay, Nick. We'll email it, won't we, Tanya?
We will.
You guys didn't even take in the positives. Mick, you wouldn't even have to do makeup. You're wearing a mask.
Jeremy, you are evil.
You know what I like the best? The normally cool, calm and collected Jacob is like dropping F-bombs everywhere.
I love it.
You can bleep that out.
And hey, next week I think we should implement a swear. And we'll be implementing a swear jar next week. That was Rosie's Rewind.